All right, so this is part three of purging into the new, and we're kind of touching on different stages that we all go through in this whole growth and process of development, maturity. We're all at different stages.
Awakening.
You know, of awakening. Sometimes we have to do a whole circle back because we didn't get it the first time around. And what God's really after, you know. And so in this segment, we really want to talk about the importance of self-care. And, you know, it's like Graham Cook used to always say, you know, you got the seasons of manifestation and the seasons of, you know, quietness where you're out away from everything. And so self-care. So what happens when you just exited a really busy, hectic stage in your life and God is trying to get you to come away and to rest, because that's one of the most important things, not alone, you know, to have, of course, in every stage, but there's a certain part in your awakening where you're really having to take this time of rest and come into the cocoon, so to speak, and really be completely refitted. I know for the Lord, like he was using examples with us, he goes, right now you guys are being fitted for a completely new message, a completely just new audience, new everything in your life. And it's been really challenging for us because, again, like we shared about in the last one, we had to let go of all of our expectations and judgments of who we thought we were going to be in life, where we thought we were going to be, what the crowds were we were going to speak to, just the judgments we had on our own lives, of just all of that, the prophetic words. We had to just release all those and let the Lord bring about the ones that are of him to manifest in our lives, and just really hold on loosely. And I would ask the Lord, I'm like, gosh, Lord, what are you doing? It seems like the old relationships are leaving, being stripped out of our lives. The old lingo is being stripped out of our lives. Everything is being stripped out down to the bones, you know, delimbed, you name it. We just felt like just a post, you know, and
left out by itself.
Yeah. And you're just kind of walking blindly and you feel like you're in this lost stage. And some people call this the stage of the void. And because you're in between two stages of letting go of the old you, letting go of that caterpillar stage or whatever, and you're in transition. And so the Lord was giving me the analogy. He's like, I have you in the shop right now and I'm stripping you down of all the old things that served a purpose for a time, but you're being fitted for a new message. You're being fitted for a whole new way of being, you know, and for a broader crowd. And so
this is, it's so important that when we're talking about self-care here, is that this has a lot to do with resistance versus non-resistance. So what does that look like? You know, we often hear these sayings or these cliches, these phrases in certain circles in the church that say stuff like, well, you need to wage war over your words, or I need to fight and stand for the word I've been given, or, you know,
or my
enemy,
position.
Yeah, the enemy is trying to strip something from you, so you need to take your stand. What we're not saying is to sit there and wage war over a prophetic word you got 10 years ago, to the point where it turns into stubborn pride, or just stubbornness, and then you're stuck, right? You're waging war over something that may not look like you first thought it looked like we talked about before.
Or trying to stay in something you've outgrown.
That's
another big thing.
Stay in a institution or a system or a mindset
job
that you've outgrown, a job. And this is where dialing things down, surrendering, letting go, living, holding on loosely, all those
taking some time
wonderful
out
things to, that we need internally to take the time out in order to let the cleansing happen in the purge, to the point to where we can see clearly through the mud and the guck of what's been stirred up.
Yeah.
So we see clearly through the clear waters. You know, there's a phrase in scuba diving that you have 100-foot visibility. Well, that simply means you can see 100 feet in front of you because of the clarity of the water. Well, we all know what murky and muddy waters are like if you're going to go diving. Nobody likes it. I don't know of anybody that gets a thrill off of that. Some people would, I guess.
Yeah.
But the point being is there's sharks in the water. If you have 100-foot visibility, you can see clearly where those sharks are, and you can be the observer. If you're not and you're caught up in the muddy waters...
And
through your resistance, panicking.
In what you can't see or understand where you are right now.
Trying to fix it, trying to move out on it, trying to engage it when it's not time to do that. That requires discernment.
Yeah.
That requires a detaching yourself for a moment so that you can be able to see where God is leading.
Right.
And sometimes He leads us right to the green pastures to sit still for a while.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you don't go to work. It doesn't mean you don't take care of your responsibilities, you know?
Yeah.
But what it means is you're stepping back in your soul from that efforting that you've been so used to.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Here's the test if you're going to move forward into the next stage or if you're going to go around the mountain again. Is you finally get a break. You come. It's like the clouds, the fog lifts because you finally made a decision to step out of that old season or job or whatever it was the Lord had been telling you for a long time to let go of. You finally make the decision to take the reins back on your life, so to speak, you know, or on your health or whatever it is, and you start feeling the release, you start feeling relieved, you start feeling more in alignment and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, these people come out of your past or out of nowhere or all these seemingly good opportunities come and they start requesting your time and your expertise and all this kind of stuff. But this is where discernment comes in, is it may seemingly seem like a good opportunity, but you got to gauge if this feels right and if the timing's right on it. And is this what God wants me to do? Because what it's doing is wanting to pull you back into that work mode, pull you back into that obligation and long hours and draining your time when you know deep down God was just telling you it's time to come and rest. It's time for self-care. I want to show you a completely new path. I have something new for you. I have something that's going to be really enjoyable for you. But the rescuer inside, or the can be the hero complex, or it can be how you've been programmed. I got to tough it out. I need to sacrifice for others. And so I'm going to put myself aside again, because that's what I've been taught in religion. I need to put myself aside and help those that really need it, because I can handle it. I can handle this. I've been doing this for a long time. And so here you go around the mountain again, and you come back drained again and right back where you left of God saying, come into the green pastures. I need you to reset. I need to rest. I need you to see what I have for you. And it may not even be a next works thing. It's actually time for you to take time for you, to find the new authentic you that's emerging. It's the butterfly emerging. You got to have that time of rest to go into that cocoon. And it may be accelerated short time, but the place God's trying to bring you next, as I said in the last one, is requiring a butterfly form to be a match. So
yeah, and I think where a lot of us have missed it in this stage is you feel, because you're emerging as the butterfly, that there's an urgency to go ahead and peel the rest of the cocoon off in your own strength,
or pull out of the cocoon and go back to caterpillar stage.
Yeah, either way. But this is where this, again, it's better to err on the side of taking a step back to be the observer again, instead of plowing through the cocoon and bursting forth in all the colors that you are, because it's crucial that you let the process of development take place. And again, that could be accelerated. It doesn't even have to mean that it's going to take a year or a month or a week. It could be a day. It's the posturing of the heart that matters. The posturing of the mind, the soul,
the surrender.
And I can totally admit that I've been a rescuer. And you know, you get these thoughts of, you may have a gift, right? a gift to speak prophetically, or people are dependent. Speak prophetically into a situation, or hey, they have need of my gift, so therefore I'm going to sacrifice, like Amy said, and I'm going to give it my all during this time because the gift is irrevocable. The problem with that is when you're in the great purge, again, there's muddy waters. And so you may have a gift. It doesn't mean that it's time to release into the new.
Yeah.
Because the new is going to bring you all the way into the new. The purge is going to bring you into the authentic new you.
Right.
And so when we shortchange that process, yes, there's grace, but you know what? You're going to feel inside this torment or this double-minded situation going on, because the process hasn't been unveiled completely yet.
Right. And and it'll be really uncomfortable because the whole purpose of this stage of coming into this rest, into the cocoon, into self-care is to help you be okay with not having to do something and be in work. So I got to do ministry, or I got to do this business, or I got to be doing. And God's saying, no, I'm trying to bring you into being so you can see who I really designed you to be, and allow me to start blessing you. I'm bringing you into a state of receive mode so that you'll really, really know that I love you apart from you ever doing anything. And for a lot of us, this can be very uncomfortable. And so we pull out of this next stage and we go back to the familiar, go back to being in denial of our own needs, because it's far more comfortable as long as we can be doing apparently a good thing and a service to humanity, then we can keep in denial and nobody knows it. Nobody knows that we're actually denying our own needs because we don't feel comfortable loving ourselves. We don't feel comfortable taking care of ourselves. We feel it's selfish. We've been told it's been selfish. And we'd rather just keep the persona and keep in the state of just helping others. And so, I mean, if you want to do that and wear yourself out and
go around the mountain again,
finally pull yourself into the cocoon, saying, I've had enough. It's like pulling yourself into bed and pulling the covers over. You know?
Yeah. And really, when we think about what are we awakening to? Well, we're awakening to the generous nature of God providing and giving to back, giving, not even giving back. It's the giving of the generous nature that He is, so that the world can see that He is good.
Right.
It's not us giving in servitude or servanthood to the point of ruining our families, ruining our health, ruining our relationships.
Right.
You know, the old paradigm. That's the old paradigm.
Right. Getting the badge for your self-sacrifice.
That's right. But the new, which is not new to God, it's new to us, is the immense, vast, limitless generosity, generous nature of God giving to His own and to humanity effortlessly.
Ending our effort.
And what better way for this to begin to display itself through you and I is to allow it to take place to us, bring it to us magnetically, bring it to us effortlessly.
Right.
And then that way, we give out in the new that way. We're not giving out in effort. We're not giving out in force or pushing or breaking our way through the China shop.
And we're not having to try to maintain something we efforted to get or pleaded for God to open this door. And now we got to maintain it.
Yeah. And receiving, like Amy said, the receiving mode is the ultimate expression or form of self-care.
Yes.
Because we're now receiving all of the ability of God, the worthiness, the love, the adoration, the mercy, the great, all these wonderful things, the provision. We're receiving all these beautiful things in order to not only see how much He loves us, but also to be in a place of genuine self-care, not this selfish, egoic type thing, but this is, wow, this is the abundant nature of love, unconditional love. I've tasted it. I've seen it. I know it. Now I can't help myself but to give it out.
Yeah.
And that is effortless. That's not work.
Right.
That's easy.
Where you're avoiding people because they're just take. And a lot of that's been you allowing them to take. And
Were That's you, right, and servanthood.
Yep, and servanthood, religious obligations, and, you know, the cycle. But self-care is so important, and this is such a huge, huge milestone to where God can really trust you, because now you're not needing to find identity in your servitude. You're not needing, these things won't hook into you anymore and derail you. You'll be able to take it or leave it. You'll be able to be led by the Lord because He satisfies you. He's your fulfillment. And
it's just like Paul Young said, you know, the author of The Shack. He said many times in his interviews, he says, listen, I was whole. I was a complete person before the Shack thing ever exploded and blew up worldwide and became a phenomena. He was completely whole inside, and he was totally content. He worked 3 jobs, and he was content in his identity, and he just wanted to give back to his kids something wonderful of legacy, and boom, this happens. Well, you might be thinking to yourself, 3 jobs? How's that God's will? Well, he was in his own paradigm, his own walk, his own journey. Doesn't mean you're going to work 3 jobs, okay? Yeah. So rule that out. Just saying that was his journey.
He was Brother Lawrence in the kitchen.
he was Brother Lawrence in the kitchen, completely content,
letting go,
satisfied, washing dishes. And then God shows up and brings everyone to him, by the way.
Right. Now, but some of you could say, well, hey, I'm good with that. I like being behind the scenes. So for you, it may be where God is saying, okay, you're done. Stop staying in the kitchen. I've called you to go beyond the kitchen. But Lord, I'm good. I love our time together in here, and you and I, and all that kind of stuff. He goes, no, I want you to expand. I have so much more for you. So we keep kicking up against the goats there because we're afraid of the unknown. We've adapted to what's comfortable. And it's so funny. We hear the story of what if Michael Jackson, you know, worked for Applebee's, and this guy comes along and said, oh my gosh, I can see the talent in you, Michael Jackson, and you know, what are you doing working here? He goes, oh, I just love it here. I'm about to be promoted as head manager. And he goes, and the guy goes, what are you talking about? You're going to make millions. Money's not going to be the issue, you know, because he's just trying to, you know, and he goes, I don't know why I like this white glove on my hand. I got it out of the kitchen, but.
What? You know, you've seen your moonwalking. It's like, no, I just found a better way to get to the kitchen and bring the food back. Just moonwalk my way back.
No, I'm content. I'm just happy to be serving my customers here at Applebee's. And but he couldn't see the impact that he was going to have down the road. And so it's so important that we stop denying the inspirations within. And so this is why this stage is so important of self-care, because it gives you a time to rest so the cork of who you are, the authentic, true you, can float to the surface and you can start seeing it again. Yeah. This is, you know, it's amazing for John and I. Every time we go out on a drive, you know, somewhere, because we're getting out of the familiar, we're getting away from having to be responsible at the different places we run and manage. And all our dreams and desires and all these things and new revelation starts percolating and coming up. It's like the cork starts coming up again because we've stepped from out from under the pressures, current pressures, you know, of different work scenarios.
Receiving. We're in receiving mode. When you're at rest and peace of soul, we're not talking about laying around on the couch. That's not the rest we're talking about, although some of you need to do that with your bodies.
A nice hot bath.
We're talking about rest of soul, rest of mind, watching the impure thoughts, the bad thoughts, the good thoughts, just sitting back and watching them go by while you're relaxing in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Instead of stressing and dwelling and saying, I got to get up and do something.
Right. And
we want to advance from a state of rest.
Yes, exactly. And why? Because a lot of us have lost touch with our intuition, you know, with being led by the Spirit, because we've dumbed it down. We've muted it out. We've, you know, overrode the Holy Spirit for so long in our gut. And so when we can get away into this self-care stage, the Lord can start speaking to us again. And it's so important from this point on to let inspiration be your gauge moving forward. That's what we, to end your effort, because people are like, well, don't I need to take action? What do I need to do? Of course. We're not saying not take action. The key is to take the action from inspiration, not out of obligation, not out of survival and struggle. It's take that moment, however long the Lord tells you, and wait for the inspiration. And if you're just too stressed and you can't hear, take a nap. Or go to someplace beautiful. Go to a botanical garden. Go to wherever you know makes you feel happy and soothes your soul, and you'll be able to start hearing. I know a lot of you guys know this, but so, so important. So self-care is a huge, huge stage to help you to find reassurance, for one, that you are on the right path, but to also be aware of discerning when things are trying to pull you backwards. I always remember what Miles Monroe said too, just for if this hits you and resonates with you, is that he always said, if you don't deploy yourself, others will employ you. And this is so important because, you know, we're dealing with energy here. So all of a sudden you pop out of a job that you know you needed to let go of a long time ago. So now your time is free. And so it sends out this frequency of availability. And this is where you come in and you're managing your availability with the time with the Lord. You're managing your freedom. And to not allow other people to come in and start pulling you back into their agendas and their needs, neediness, pulling on the rescuer inside of you. This is where you're like, no, I'm going to manage my freedom, and I'm only going to do what feels light and what is in alignment with me right now, and I feel it's the right timing on.
Yeah, this is a big one, you guys, because what an open door may seem like is promotion. An open door may seem like, oh, all of these opportunities are coming now. It must be my time to switch seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like Amy said, this is where great discernment comes in, because you don't want to be tempted to go back into the old paradigm of servanthood.
Right. Listen to your body.
In the way that it was. Now, there's nothing innately wrong with servanthood. We're all servants, right? You get what we're saying. There's servanthood and there's servitude.
Right.
You know the difference? Servanthood means that you're being led into serving in a certain area, and there's peace and there's freedom and there's joy.
You have juice on it.
Servitude is like enslavement.
Right. So what gives you energy? So many of you guys are right now at a place where you've got opportunities presented for you. You just transitioned out of a stage. You're coming into new. So opportunities are starting to show up. So let this be your gauge. First of all, what's the story you're telling yourself about each one? Which one gives you the most energy and joy? And by all means, abstain if you can from reason and logic. Because one job could be right next to your home where you live.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, logically that makes sense. I'll be close to work, but there's something about it that just is not registering with me. I've got to check. It's just not feeling right. Something's missing. I've got this troubling in my gut, but logically it's right by me. I've always wanted to find a job right where I am. And then the other opportunity is further away, but there's something about it. I just really have a peace. I've got juice. There's excitement about the newness of it. And so this is where our spirit's got to override our five senses or override our logic, because they, you know, he knows what we don't know. I know you guys know that. So again, what's giving you juice?
Yeah, and I remember, you know, going back to the whole idea of being versus doing and self-care in general. I just remember what Paul Young said to me before he became this person that he is now with the Shack. In fact, we went to one of his small home group meetings when he was just starting to sell some of his first initial copies of the book. And he was excited and all that. And everybody was too, because they were buying it by the caseload. And we were at this home group meeting. And I remember talking with him, and he shared something with me. And I was all gung-ho at the time, like driven and, you know, going after calling and passionate about, you know, gifting and all of that in the system. And he looks at me and he says, listen, God is pleased with you no matter what you do.
Yeah.
As far as gifting or calling or going after your dreams or anything. And he is never more pleased than he is with you right now. And he had tears in his eyes when he was saying it. And really what that is being.
Yeah.
It's, he loves me for me. He loves you for you, whether you do anything or not. And when that becomes revelation to you, That's when the another awakening takes place, and you're like, okay, I don't have need for the want anymore.
Yeah.
And guess what, guys? That's usually when it happens.
That's right.
Usually when you genuinely get called upon by people that aren't going to tax you, people that aren't going to drain you of energy.
Yeah.
It's going to be an effortless situation where you'll be placed in and drawn into, or they'll be drawn to you, and it'll just work.
That's
doesn't
right.
mean you won't ever go through some type of challenge, because we live in a fallen world. However, things become much easier, and there's an effortless ability or flow to them when we allow it to overtake us, rather than saying, okay, I've got to go do this because they need me. The rescuer's coming to save the day. Here I am, coming to save the day here.
Yep.
Can I just tell you, he has 100 more people that can do what
you can do.
You can do, or you can't do.
Or if he needs to send an angel to tell him, or speak to them through
that's
a dream.
Right.
He has them multiple ways. And so, again, that's another part of something that has to die off in us. It's like, if nobody's going, then I'll go, you know?
The Great Commission
save the
thing,
day.
You know? The Great
yeah.
Commission, I've got to go do this because no one else will, and I've got to spend my energy doing it. This is why God is helping us right now, and he's just saying, okay, there's layers to this. And there's different stages of awakening. There's different areas. And he deals with everybody individually. So your personality may be like, oh, man, I'm a go-getter. I can't sit still. Well, it's time to sit still.
Here comes the self-care.
Here comes the self-care of sitting still. And he's going to give you the grace to do it.
Yeah.
Why do you need that? Because you're a human being, not a human doing. Doing comes out of being. And till we have
inspired
our identity
doing.
In him and him alone, knowing that we're loved beyond condition, beyond our own conditioning, we're loved regardless, then out of that comes the next moment of awakening, and then he begins to move us in that direction when we don't have a need for it.
Right.
You know, there's a difference between wanting something and needing something.
Yeah, so true. And, you know, I just want to encourage you guys, too, of just, the Lord has the answers you've been crying out for. And say you, again, you're in this transitional period, God's calling you to do some self-care, and you're like, but God, I got bills here, I got to take care of these things, I just got to take any opportunity that comes to me right now, because I need to do this to survive. And look, even if you just take a small time to meditate, and take a nice hot bath. Do something for yourself to where you can just hear the Lord. He's going to bring you into the solution. And I know you guys know this, but man, he checked me pretty good one day because I was thinking about what we really want to do, you know, and just like our passion, of course, is writing books and speaking and all those things. And so I was getting in this state. I'm like, Lord, you know, how am I going to make a living, you know, writing books? You know, how am I going to make a living selling a few pieces of my art? And he's just like, listen to yourself. Look how much you're limiting me. You have no idea. It only takes one person running with the book, as long as you're willing to submit it online or running with one of your pieces of artwork. You're getting ahead of yourself. You're taking score too soon. And you're limiting my ability of what I want to do with this, because you're trying to calculate how many books it would take to sell in order just to pay the rent. And so right there, we just limit, instead of the amazing miracle stories we hear, you know, of books going viral or art going viral, and doing it because you love it and doing it because it's something God wants you to partner with him in relationally, and he's going to tell you the next step. Or a lot of times we want all the steps ahead of time before we take the leap. And you know what? We've learned it's not even about the leap. It's just about taking the next easy step that goes into the next. It's the step that you're most ready for. That's how you know what the next step is. Which one do you feel like you're the most ready for, that feels like the next easiest transition? And then the next part will be revealed after that. So I want to encourage you in these things, and just know that you're right where you're supposed to be. God is speaking to you and guiding you into this. Just know that everything always works out. Everything always works out. Just be flexible and keep following the inspirational prompts of your heart with Him.
Yep. Self-care is not a demonic thing, guys.
That's right.
if we don't put the oxygen mask on
first,
then your child doesn't make it.
That's right. Your destiny doesn't make it.
There you go. All right.
Well,
thank you for listening, and we'll have some more parts to this, I'm sure.
That's right. Enjoy it. Remember, taste and see the Lord is good. The breakdown in the Passion Translation, enjoy the pleasures of this God. Enjoy the good pleasures of who He is. So you have freedom and permission to do so. Go for it and have a blast. Love you all.